Welcome back to today's deep dive into week 15 of your workbook. Specifically, we are looking at Law 15, which is, you know, always keep your word, especially when doing so is difficult.
Right. And we're zeroing in on day two today because, well, this is where those theoretical ideas about integrity actually hit reality.
Exactly. So today's goal is to really prepare you, the listener, for the specific task you have to do today. We're going to explore how you evaluate the chapter, distill, pick three points that resonate with you, and then integrate them into your three times a day practice.
Yeah, because that practice is designed to completely rewire how you handle your commitments.
So the instructions for this day two evaluation are, honestly, they're surprisingly rigid.
Yeah, very structured.
Right, like you're supposed to read the entire list of distill points carefully three times, and then you only make your final three selections on the fourth pass.
Which sounds a little tedious at first.
Well, from a human behavior standpoint, I actually find it fascinating.
Yeah.
Because you're basically trying to bypass your own ego's defense mechanisms.
Exactly. You're trying to get past the surface level.
Yeah, I mean, the first few passes, your brain is just sort of scanning for information, right? But by the fourth pass, you start to feel the actual emotional weight of the words. You're looking for those points that trigger this deep, almost uncomfortable resonance.
The ones that make you slightly defensive.
Precisely. And a couple of lines in this distill really hit that vulnerability for me. Like, my first favorite point is the one that says, "Keeping your word is easy when it costs nothing. The real test is when a commitment creates friction, cost, or risk."
Oh, that is a crucial distinction.
And the second one I pulled out is that reputations aren't ruined all at once. They rot over time through incremental small compromises.
Right. We tend to think of a broken promise as this massive, dramatic betrayal.
Yeah.
But the workbook argues it's actually the micro concessions that do the structural damage.
But I do have a little pushback here, or at least a theoretical question. Think of it like a leaky psychological dam.
Okay, I'm with you.
If these compromises are genuinely small, like saying you'll email someone by Friday and then doing it Monday, why doesn't the mind just course correct? Doesn't human psychology actively try to protect our ego by rationalizing these tiny leaks as just, you know, exceptions?
No, absolutely. So we don't realize the dam is about to break.
Right. So how does that actually work?
Well, that psychological rationalization has a very physical reality in the brain. Which actually brings me to my two favorite points from the distill.
Oh, lay them on me.
So first, the text says that breaking a commitment for convenience, safety, or profit trains your brain to accept being fundamentally unreliable.
Wow, literally trains it.
Yes, literally. And my second favorite point is how society constantly tells you that failures aren't your fault. The workbook calls that a giant line of garbage mental programming.
That is pretty blunt. I love that.
It is blunt, but neurologically, it's completely accurate. Every time you make an excuse and break a small promise because it's inconvenient, you experience an immediate drop in stress.
Ah, so you get a short-term reward, like a fleeting sense of relief.
Exactly. And the human nervous system is evolutionarily wired to repeat any behavior that reduces stress or provides a reward, so that fleeting relief physically reinforces a neural circuit. Every broken promise makes it easier biologically for your brain to quit the next time.
So you're saying we are accidentally conditioning ourselves to be unreliable.
That's the garbage programming. Mm. It gives you a socially acceptable rationalization to trigger that stress relief reward loop, you know, without feeling guilty.
Okay, so that perfectly explains the why behind the workbook practice. If every broken promise builds a neural pathway for quitting, then picking these three points and reviewing them morning, midday, and evening isn't just a basic memory exercise.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It is a highly targeted neurological intervention.
Yeah.
When you intentionally select your three points and review them alongside your mental codes three times a day, you force your brain to fire a completely different set of neurons.
You're actively overwriting that garbage programming.
Yes. You are starving those old quitting circuits of energy. You are hardwiring reliability right into your nervous system through deliberate, conscious repetition.
So, listener, this brings us to your actual work for today. Turn to the final page for week 15 in your workbook.
And physically write down your top three selected distill points into your daily practice list for the week's work.
Exactly. Physically write them out. And as you go about your day-to-day, keep this provocative thought in mind.
Yeah, this is a heavy one to chew on.
It is. If your nervous system is constantly recording your actions as permanent mental code, what line of code did you write today? The last time you casually said yes to something you knew you wouldn't actually do.